أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويجعلون لله ما يكرهون وتصف ألسنتهم الكذب أن لهم الحسنى لا جرم أن لهم النار وأنهم مفرطون. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how Allah azza wa jal gives people respite in this world and allows them to go on doing what it is that they do in as far as their transgression and sin are concerned. And never should they feel that because they are given this respite or because they are not seized on account of their transgression and sins, they should never feel that they are doing that which is right. And others, looking at their condition and their situation, should not feel that what they are doing is acceptable and also follow in that path. In today's ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ, ayah number 62 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah says, and they assign to Allah that which they dislike for themselves. They disliked having female offspring. This was something they hated. They disliked it. But that's what they assigned for Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they assign to Allah that which they dislike for their own selves. وَتَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُهُمُ الْكَذِبِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and their tongues make a false statement. Their tongues make the false statement. What is the false statement? أَنَّ لَهُمُ الْحُسْنَى, that indeed the best belongs to them. And in this dunya Allah has given them the best. So they consider that as a form of privilege. Then look at us. We are given the best in this dunya. And sometimes a person looks at that and they consider that as a sign of Allah's love and Allah's providence upon that community or those people. And when you look at the Muslim ummah, throughout generations, sufferings and sufferings and suffering. Every generation, the Muslim ummah has gone through some suffering. And we look at the Muslim ummah in its present state, all the sufferings and all the difficulties and challenges that we have to go through, that is the special characteristic of this ummah. Our ummah is a ummah of struggles. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadahan famulaqi. Allah says, O insan, you are going to struggle and struggle and struggle. Innaka kadih. Kadih is an active participle. In other words, it's continuously going to happen. You are going to struggle and struggle and struggle. Kadhan, not an ordinary struggling. Allah says there will be intense level of struggling. Ila rabbik, to your Rabb, famulaqih, until you meet Allah. That's the share of this ummah. That is what the ummah will experience throughout the generations and throughout the ages. And when you look at the disbelievers, and when we look at the deniers and the rejectors, and you see that they are given the best in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they claim and they make the false statement, أَنَّ لَهُمُ الْحُسْنَى, that indeed the best belongs to them. We are given all the best in as far as material things are concerned and so forth. So they make these type of statements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his response, he says, لَا جَرَمْ أَنَّ لَهُمُ النَّارِ. In this dunya, they claim that they are given the best. Undoubtedly in the akhirah, the worst is for them. An-nar, the fire of Jahannam is for them. وَأَنَّهُمْ مُفْرَطُونَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be moved towards the fire of Jahannam quickly. وَأَنَّهُمْ مُفْرَطُونَ, they will be moved fast towards it. So never should we look at them with an eye of envy. Never should we look at them with an envious eye and desire the life and the comfort and the luxury that they outwardly may be experiencing in this worldly life. Because outwardly, this is what they are given. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows what is the condition and the state of their heart and their mind and the unrest that they feel from within. Tallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam by His very name. Allah says, by Allah, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَّمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Certainly we have sent messengers to nations and to communities before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَعَمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan, he beautified and he adorned their deeds for them. Now this is very dangerous. Shaitan, if he cannot succeed in making you fall into sin, then he will allow you to fall in what outwardly seems as an act of virtue. فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَعَمَالَهُمْ. And he beautifies it and adorns it for you. Now that is worse than a sin. Why? Because you'll never make tawbah from that. You don't consider it to be a sin. Shaitan has beautified it, he's packaged it in such a way, he's adorned it in such a way that it looks appealing, it looks right, you feel that it is right. And he allows you to practice upon that. And a person, because he considers it and he feels that to be right, what happens? He never makes tawbah from that. So it's worse than falling into an outright and apparent sin. Because a sin that is explicit and that is manifest, a person knows what he is doing is wrong, and eventually he will have the tawfiq to make tawbah from it. But if you are doing something that is wrong, but you believe it is right, you don't get the ability and the tawfiq to make tawbah from it. Why make tawbah from something which you believe is right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a tactic of shaitan. فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَعَمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan, what he did was he adorned and he beautified their deeds for them. فَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so today, that's why whatever we do, we must measure it and we must view it in light of Sharia, in light of Quran, in light of Hadith, in light of the explanations and the interpretations of the righteous scholars. That is how we must view everything. We view it through that lens, not the lens of our intellect, not the lens of our desires, not the lens of our feelings. Today, we're living in an age of feeling, where very often you find people saying, but I feel this, but this is what the Sharia is saying, yeah, but this is what I feel. Very often we find this comment is made by people, I feel. The feeling, if it conforms with Quran and Hadith, then Alhamdulillah, excellent, great. But if the feeling contradicts that to Quran and Hadith, then we are obliged to give preference to the explanation and interpretation offered by the Quran and Hadith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is their wali, He is their patron, He is their friend, and He is their guardian on this day, that is the day of Qiyamah. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And certainly, on this day Allah says, they shall experience a very painful torment. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.